The Lion and the Mouse, an Aesop's Fable. One hot day, a lion was sleeping in his cave. Suddenly, a mouse ran over his paw and jumped on his nose. The lion woke up at once. He clapped his paw down on the mouse.
"Let me go! Let me go!" cried the mouse.
But the lion had hold of him.
"Little mouse," said the lion, "I will not let you go. It's a hot day and I wanted to sleep. Why did you wake me up?"
The mouse was very frightened.
"Don't kill me, Mr. Lion," he said. "I wanted to see what it was like in your cave, so I came inside. Please don't kill me. Please let me go. And I'll help you someday."
The lion began to laugh.
"Little mouse, I'm king of all the animals and you're only a mouse. I don't know how you could help me, but you're too little to eat and you've made me laugh. So I'll let you go."
"Oh, thank you," said the mouse. "If you're ever in trouble, call me. I'll come and help you."
"Oh, run away, little mouse," said the lion,
and he laughed and laughed. The mouse ran home to his mother. A few days later, the mouse heard a roar.
"That's a lion's roar," he said.
Then he heard the roar again.
"That's the lion who caught me when I went into his cave. Now he's calling me. He must be in trouble. I'll go and see if I can help him."
The mouse ran off to look for the lion. He found him, caught in a trapper's net. The lion was roaring loudly.
"Shh, lion," said the mouse. "You mustn't roar like that. The trapper will hear you and come to kill you. Shh, I'll help you."
"How could you help me? I'm king of all the animals and you're only a mouse. How could you help me?"
"Just wait and see," said the mouse. "I know I'm only a mouse, but I can gnaw."
The mouse gnawed and gnawed at the net. He gnawed right through the ropes. At last, the lion was free.
"Oh, you clever mouse," he said. "Thank you, thank you. I'll never laugh at you again."